Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
We're talking about does faith come from testings and trials? Let's go over there where most people confuse that in the book of James. And let's see what actually the Bible says. That's always the process. There are things that people quote and think they're scripture, and they're nowhere in the Bible. They've just been said so long. Well, you know what the Bible says, every tub got to set on its own bottom. And God helps them that helps themselves. Yeah. Oh, dear Lord. My brethren, verse 2, James 1, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations. Now, the Greek text reads, count it all joy when you fall into different kinds of tests, temptations, and trials. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience or supernatural endurance. You'll find faith and patience, the power twins. You'll find them referred to together in the same verses of Scripture over and over. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That word perfect, that you may be complete, entire, and wanting nothing. Amen? Amen? So you see, it didn't say anything about this trial causing faith to come. But when you stand and in faith, instead of letting the trial get to you, you just stop and count it all joy. Well, it ain't because because you enjoy being in tests, temptations, and trials, but however the Apostle Paul said he did. Yeah, see, when you become a victorious warrior, you're looking for a fight. It's the wimps that hide under the bench. Oh, I hope God don't call on me. Well, why not? He liable to send me to Timbuktu. Have you ever been to Timbuktu? How you know you ain't gonna like it? Huh? That's living by fear, not by faith. When you get fired up as a soldier in the army of the Lord, you say, send me, sir. Let's get in this thing. Come on. Yeah. Put on that full armor of God and say, let's go shoot something. I mean, now I don't think there's anything I've ever known from the Word of God. Like just taking that sword. See, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, right? Yes. Now, what word are you fighting with? Well, not anyone in particular. Well, just drop my sword. Let the Word fight its own fight. You don't have to fight anybody. You're not fighting the devil. He's already been, like here in Texas, he done been whooped. Yeah. Amen. You're not having to fight him. Don't get over into that fight. Don't you allow him to draw you into that thing. You're not fighting sickness. You're not fighting disease. You're not fighting the devil. You're fighting the good fight of faith. Yes. It's a good fight. It's already been won. Yes. What's the devil fighting you over? He's trying to take the words out of your mouth. Yes. The sower sows the word. Satan comes immediately to steal it. That's his biggest enemy, is the Word of God.
Why? You start believing it, faith comes, and he's had it. You just pull that sword out of there and say, here, Satan, hold this. And then, and start laughing. Ha, 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 ha. I mean, your hair may be hurting. Everything about you may be hurting. But you're saying, ha, ha, ha. Can you laugh by faith? The Bible said God sits in the heaven and he laughs at his enemy. Well, we sit in heavenly places with him, so let's laugh with him. Ha, 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 ha. That's what James was talking about when he said, count it joy, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Whoa! Amen. Amen. Don't you ever let the devil see you sweat. Amen. Hallelujah. Sure glad I came to that. Now, those are not promises as much as they are facts. Cheers, Austin. Okay, I'll do that. You have to come to this place. Quit trying to do. We don't try, we do it. Well, I'm trying to have faith. No, you're not. Right. You're acting fear. Right. Why don't you act like the Bible's true? Jesus said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Yes. It is impossible for that not to come to pass. Right. What? You heard me? It is impossible for that not to come to pass. Well, I prayed it and it didn't come to pass. No, you mouthed it. When you get to the place, would you get yourself, Kenneth, you get down here on your knees and you shut up this, you shut up compromising your confession. You don't have any right to explain anything to anybody. You don't have any reason to explain anything to anybody. Yeah. Jesus said it. God did it. Now, you keep growing in these things, but there comes a time when you're just going to have to, if you can't do anything else, just shut your mouth. James said, don't lie against the truth.
That's right.
God be true and every man a liar. I've had to go through a flesh stripping over the last 6 months. Laying aside the sin and the things that so easily beset you. Oh, Brother Copeland, you mean you sin? Yeah, and you do too. Worry is a sin.
Yes, sir.
Not voting is a sin.
Yes, sir.
Well, it don't make no difference what you think or what I think. Yeah, but here's the way I believe it. Well, so what? Is what you're about to tell me written in red?
No,
then I don't want to hear it. I've been through the mill and I volunteered. Stripped. Carnal TV out of my life. Thank God for the Believer's Voice of Victory Network.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
I'm not going to have that television stealing my faith if I have to cut the cord off the thing, throw it out in the front yard. Now, I mean what I'm saying. Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm telling you this. If we're going to live this life the way we're designed to be this kind of victorious, you're going to have to get to the place where you are absolutely done with being defeated.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I'm telling you, you're going to have to. And the only way you can do it is spend time putting it in your eyes, put it in your ears, put it in your mouth, and get it down in your heart, and faith cometh. And anything that comes against that faith, I'm telling you, you get that sword out. And when somebody comes up and says, you know, Brother Jim, I noticed, you got hands laid on you in church there last week. How you doing? Well, I'm doing better, and I've still got some symptoms here I'm dealing with. You just compromise the whole Word of God. Jesus said, when hands are laid on you, you shall recover. Now shut up. I'm talking to me. I'm letting you in on it. Now shut your mouth. You still love me? It's a good thing. And somebody said, I'd hate to be responsible for all that stuff you put out. You are. Dum, 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 dum. Here we go. All right. Faith is released in words and action. Tim, how much time do we have on this? Okay, good. Let's do this. We're just gonna let the scripture speak for itself here. And let's begin with Matthew 12, 36. And I want you to be looking it up in your Bible. I want you to put your eyes on it. Matthew 12, 36. Red words. Verse 36, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified. By your words you shall be condemned. Luke 6. And we'll look at the 45th verse. A good man out of the good treasure or deposit of his heart brings forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Now I want you to be making note of these also, because you need to be reading these over and over and over, again and again and again. 4th and 13th verse, please. 4:13. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Now, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, or the one God sent, and high priest of our profession, also translated confession, Christ Jesus. All right. Now, look in the 4th chapter And look in the 14th verse. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Amen. Confession of what? Whatever the Word of God says. The confession of His Word. Hallelujah. Sir? Okay, I will. The Word of the Lord just came to me and said, to remind you of this. Satan, when he was Lucifer, a fallen angel, at the time he was an archangel. But now here's what cost him his anointing, his place, and his wisdom. Not being a human being, he had no right to do this. He said, I will be like the Most High God. He made himself up a confession and he released it and he didn't have the faith to do it. And it cost him everything he had. And instead of raising him up, it cast him down. It broke him. That's the reason he hates you. Because you did the same thing and you became like the Most High. Remind him of that. He starts telling you, you're not going to make it. You ain't going to make it. Just say, well, hey, wait a minute, devil. You know, let's talk about your future. You don't have one. Except sailing off out in a lake of fire. Hey! Nah, don't even give him that much time. Just tell him you're a liar and the father of it and go on about what you're doing. Now then, Proverbs 4:24. Now, why is this all so very, very important? Because it's impossible to please God without faith. That puts faith in a high place, doesn't it? But with faith, we please God. I knew you'd, that thrills you, my heart, and I knew it thrills yours. Now, Proverbs 4:24. Put away from you a froward or a disobedient mouth, and perverse lips put far from you. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. 12:18. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Proverbs 13:2. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. And then we won't turn to this one, but Isaiah 57:19, God said, I create the fruit of the lips. He is here to give you, his word is here to give you his words to say. Hallelujah. Whew, glory to God. Proverbs 15:4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach or a break in the spirit. See? Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He said, my words are spirit and they are life. Amen. So we put his words in our mouth and our words like his become spirit and they're alive. All right. Now then, oh, Proverbs 18:7. Oh my, my. Well, look at the fourth verse. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. It's words that bring out of your belly flowing rivers of living waters. All right. In the 7th verse, 18:7, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Makes you breathe deep, doesn't it? Malachi 3:13, we won't turn over there and make a note of it. God was talking about the tithe, and he was talking to those that had robbed him of the tithe, and he said, your words are stout against me. So in your life, your words are stronger than God's word. You have to yield your word to God's word, and then his words become strong in your life. But actually, it's still true. It's your words that are strong in your life because you're speaking God's word. All right. Oh, Proverbs 18, verse 21. Take a deep breath. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. If all you talk is death, then death you're going to reap. If all you talk is life, then life you're going to reap. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. And then this mighty thing in the 19th chapter, this is so good, in the 14th verse. And wait a minute, let me back up here. Yeah, Psalms 19. And look at the 14th verse. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And I will close that with this powerful word. Let the weak say, I am strong.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.